All right, we got some newcomers telling stories tonight. Up first is Devlin Rock. That belt buckle, that is killer.
Yeah, I dressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
This. All right. Okay, cool. So, I like comic books and video games. Surprise! Yeah. And, since we're on the topic of new beginnings... Woo! Not there, is he? Okay, good. I want to talk about some origin stories. One in particular. See, of all the comic books I love, we have origins... Bitten by a Radioactive Spider. Their bones are filled with metal, but the one I have to laugh at and just, I hold near and dear to my heart the most is, witness his parents get shot, dressed up as a goddamn bat. See, of all the detective comic book characters, that's DC for you youngins, I think I'm the youngest one here, Astro. Of all the DC comic book characters, Batman is the most human. We have Superman, who, by some chance, fell into buttfuck nowhere and is suddenly the moral, like, epitome. We have Wonder Woman, who's possibly lesbian. We have Hal Jordan, a vacuum of personality. But Batman, Bruce Wayne is one of my favorites, but he's by far the most flawed. He's this character who lives in the darkness, but claims he's good. But he lives on the edge of moral ambiguity. I don't understand it because, one, he never kills anybody. Two, he never kills anybody. Three, he never kills anybody. Bruce, who are you fooling? You're as good as the Superman. You're not that bad. But when I think about it, he is actually kind of a dick. First of all, let's look at all his sidekicks. Prepubescent boys. Little girls. What a dick. I mean, when you have villains, sadistic clowns, giant fucking crocodiles, men who can freeze you instantly, who are you gonna call? 9-year-old Timmy. And while we have Tony Stark, the Iron Man, who openly funds his vigilante ways, Bruce is all like, no, I don't. What are you talking about? I'm so good. I'm so good to the environment. Bruce, wait, what's it called? Bruce Wayne Tech? Wayne Tech. No one answered that. Thank you. You have Wayne Tech, who just does something. What the fuck does Wayne Tech do exactly besides fund Bruce Wayne's hobby? I don't know. I mean, the movie's kind of delved into that. Because, I mean, thank God Chris Nolan actually had a logical city where they're like, hey, Wayne Tech, what are you doing? And then Bruce was just like, shut the fuck up. I don't know. Second of all, he is this handsome, he's not an ugly person. He's not a Wade Wilson. He's not a Wolverine who's just... He's not... Like, when I hear girls say like, oh, Wolverine's so hot, like, what do you find... What's attractive about that? Bruce, though, he has money. He has a chiseled chin. He's not Michael Keaton, but, you know. And he's a loner. His two best friends are, as I said, a 9-year-old and an old British man. Where the hell are his women? Because, like, I know most of the time he uses his women as cover, but Selina Kyle, the Catwoman, Talia al Ghul, a ninja princess... Why the hell don't they stay by him more? Like, why aren't they living with him? Because I have to serve and protect them. Well, you have to protect the people from what, Batman?
From the villains.
The villains refuse to kill? And his ego. Think about every single Bat toy. What's on it? His logo. He's as bad as the Riddler. He wants someone to find him. He wants someone to be like, hey, Bruce, what's with all the bat shit? me and Batman are bros. Yeah. But you have to love him for all these stupid-ass problems he has. Because, sure, he's handsome and has money, and he's the goddamn Batman, but he's still flawed. Because I think he's mentally challenged. But we love you, Batman.
Thank you, Devlin. I could talk about Batman forever, but I will say that. I even forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I do gravitate towards the conception of the character where he does kind of have something a little wrong with him. I like the idea that Batman isn't totally together, like, which is why I know it was supposed to be like goofy kid stuff. I didn't really care for the Brave and the Bold as a cartoon. Like, give me the animated series. Like, give me a guy with demons, right? And, like, the best epilogue to that ever is in the Justice League episode epilogue, where Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond, finds out he is, like, half a clone of Bruce Wayne. And he's like, if I'm a clone of Bruce, like, my life is fucked. Like, Bruce treats everyone like shit. This is what awaits me. And the woman who cloned him goes, you know, if you don't want to be Bruce Wayne, just treat people better. And that, to me, is, like, the perfect epilogue to Batman.
Nature versus nurture.
Exactly. Yeah.
Once again, Batman returns to our conversation.
How did this conversation on Batman begin?